Healing Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Come in, Doctor. Thank God you're here.
Well, I'm going to give credit for this show to you.
This is your choice.
Yes,
it is.
I own this. This
you
is your segment.
No.
I'm not going to say it because we could lose listeners very easily now.
Oh, yeah, we're going to. In fact, maybe we should have a competition who can stay and listen to the whole segment.
Can I play it? Can I play it now?
Here we go.
There it is. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate the air horn. Yeah! Woo! Come down, selector.
I mean, it's a phenomenon. It is a thing, and it is worth talking about. It was
your go-to for health and safety.
It was your
stop everything, tools down, warning.
Absolutely.
And now it just means heat up the dance floor.
Self-defense, emergency, you're exactly right. Which is why it kind of works in the drop, right?
You know, it's that sort of pose
that you're taking. You want to get everyone's attention.
That crescendo, that musical orgasm that erupts.
Yes.
At the sound of the air horn, is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, sort of stops your breath. And some of the tracks...
makes you breathless, does it?
Yeah, it just sort of, you're waiting for the drop, it comes in. Now, the weird thing is, there's the air horn in
Sarah,
general.
Sarah, could you turn that off now, please?
But the most common one you're hearing...
This is one of the tracks, Mikey.
Is the 4 one. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. So this, you mean like as in... Da, 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 as
no.
In,
no. It's da, 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 da. Yes. So that's actually a sample of one particular radio DJ.
What?
That started using it in New York in the late 90s.
So this has like Armin Brake type history.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So somebody singularly is responsible.
Wow.
Kind of, yes. Yes. I mean, he got it from somebody, but yes, he put it out there. He used it in his show. You know, he had a DJ show, got to make it happy, make it happening. But then there's...
make it sound like there's a disaster about to happen.
Come but on, man, you have a klaxon. You have a 4-minute warning klaxon in your show.
Yeah, but
I don't think you
can
judge.
But you know, I'd never been that bold if it hadn't been for the air horns, you know, paving the way for me.
It's true.
But he acknowledges that he first heard the sound in reggaeton and reggae. So it does have this history going back to the 70s of being used in Jamaica. And people feel that's the sort of constant lineage of these cousins, you know, reggae, hip-hop, you know, constantly. And then now EDM has picked it up.
Picked it up and pressed the button. You know, it's nothing more annoying as an air horn enthusiast than buying some of those boat horns, you know, the ones that just come with the aerosol can, and going, bup, bup, bup.
Yeah.
Oh my God, now what's going to happen if there's some sort of marine disaster?
It's good you mentioned the can, because that's what the sound is. It's pressed air.
Compressed air.
Yeah. So it is sort of related to, you know, the steam engine and boat. You know, anything that uses compressed air to make the sink.
I can't believe you're rolling in the golden age of steam.
I know. As well as, you know, the history of reggae in Jamaica.
I'm going to sign you up for the subscription to Old Glory magazine.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Do you mean Glory Days?
No, Old Glory.
Okay.
Look it up. It's a celebration of the golden age of steam. Oh, British steam engines and steamrollers and stuff.
Okay, so what track are we listening to now?
We're currently listening under...
Oh, we're listening to Drake.
We are. We're listening to Drake, Eminem, Lil Wayne, and Kanye West.
No, we probably missed the air horn.
Where's the girls at there?
No, is it at the very beginning?
Oh. He uses them a lot in the beginning, but he doesn't... Yeah, but it's not like constantly throughout the song.
There it is.
There you go.
Sounds like someone's coming in, like two cars coming in the car park, out of the end zone.
So apparently Drake is a heavy user.
Drake's a dick.
Of this.
Aww.
Oh, and I read something else that said air horn is the sriracha of the music world.
Sit down.
That's a really, really good
quite a big call.
You know, it's a little bit spicy. You don't want too much. It's trendy.
But everybody's on it.
And did you know sriracha is spelled sriracha?
It is.
Oh, God, that blew me away when I first learned that.
It's like that's the chemo paradox.
It is. I saw it written before I ever knew how to say it. So every time I go to say it, you do that pause of like, oh, God, am I going to fuck this up?
So
the world's so meter, right, guys?
So for some reason, Drake uses it all the time. And what was funny in looking for tracks, everything I read said, it's everywhere. I'm like, okay, where? Oh, it's all over the place through hip-hop. Okay, which songs?
Right.
Oh, it's all through EDM. Okay. And it came from reggaeton, was ever. And, you know, without listening to 100 songs, I had to sort of, you know, really try to find people that named occasionally. So I know Drake uses it a lot, but this was one song people mentioned. And this is 2009, so, you know, it's still going. There we go.
There they go, back in stadiums, as shady spits his flow. Nuts they go,
you know, listen to the song. This is Drake coming up and Eminem re-coming up.
Mm.
This was an important moment in their history. So, they're sort of using it as like
keeping time.
A hit to the chorus. Yeah.
It's very effective, though. You got to admit. Yeah, if you want something just to take over the sound for a second, that really does the job.
It does blend more than you'd think it would. It
doesn't blend.
You know, it's kind of got an echoey. Well, it has become, I'm going to call it a meme. It's a meme
an
now.
Audio
it's,
meme.
It's sort of self-ironic, self-perpetuating. There's, you know.
You can get apps. You can get, that's like, right. There's 20 different air horn apps for when you need to have a fake air horn noise in your life. At that on hand,
absolutely.
You know?
So it's
at the ready. Brr, brr, brr.
So now it's used almost sort of semi-ironically, post-ironically. You know, I'm going to put it in. It's funny. Everyone will know I'm putting it in. There's heaps of air horn remixes, air horn covers.
Just do a search air horn remix.
No, don't.
Really, there is so many.
You will regret.
I thought I've mentioned this before on the radio, I think, but I thought it'd be great for the marketing of Papua New Guinea. Up in New Guinea.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you dear. Know, you should be in advertising. But it is. It's about disruption, attention, sort of, oh my God, I read this wankery that was connecting it back to the Greek sirens.
What?
Because it's a siren.
But, like, those were different sirens, it was right? They sang.
They were human. I know. And it was the gunshots used in colonization in Jamaica and about, you know, crowds, dispersing crowds and attention and control.
That makes sense.
Because a lot of, I mean, forgive my horrible analysis of this, but if it comes from reggaeton, then a lot of those gatherings were illegal and would often get broken up.
Absolutely.
And so, like, get out of here!
Yeah, that's right. And also, apparently, in Jamaica for a while, politicians would sort of subsidize different gangs to work for them, and so it was just like noise in the street of various gangs working for the politicians.
You can see why it's taken so long for the Vuvuzela to come out and collectively overtake the air horn as being the sucker of all sound. You know,
the air horn's handheld. Vuvuzela,
you got to rely on a can of air. That's, you know, where do you get it? Who puts the air in the can? How's that to do? That's what you got to. And, you know, the last you want to be is at some big reggaeton gathering of some.
Filling up the air horns at the back.
Some dyed in the wool, raw to the floor, or hard out reggae enthusiasts and go, what's up? Boom, boom, boom.
Yep, that's right. Someone's blowing up balloons, someone's filling up air horns. So, what are we listening to now?
We are listening to Porter Robinson with Flicker.
Now, he uses it really bizarrely, like a sample. You know, he's not. He's using it as part of sort of like multiple pastiche songs, sounds, you know, he's not.
This is the musical equivalent of Thousand Thread Sheets.
Sure.
Not really.
No, we're not here.
A lot of woven. Tuba in there, and a. Animated elephant.
Do you guys know Death Grips?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That was like, doo-doo-doo-doo. That was like,
We've got a Death Grips track on playlist right now.
Because they've got one song that everyone said had air horn. Well, I had to listen to it 4 times. It's just one quick beep.
Right.
Of irony.
They got you again, though, didn't they?
Oh, they did. And apparently, you know, then people were joking on YouTube like, oh, it's Robert Pattinson playing the air horn. And oh, my God. And so, So it does have this sort of
the internet loves
self-reflexive, aware sort of thing. Now, there's
so basically it's just a tuto on top of some air, and then they just make up your own backstory. Yeah.
And apparently, you can get a trap apps that will make any song sound trap, and it'll use particular samples, and it will add air horn, and it will add the beat. And it's all based on these other DJs named Trapaholics. And in the 2000s.
I can see eyebrows cocking all over the city. Really?
And so it's just one of those layers that starts to make something trap. This, gunshots, particular beats, it's just a part of the oeuvre. Am I using the
Look, listeners, if you're involved in any of this this sort of carry on with making music or listening to music or just listening to noises, then you know what we're talking about, right?
I think Reuben Winter, who is a member of PHF, who we have on playlist at the moment, who also goes by the name of Milk when he makes music off his laptop.
Yes.
If you go see him live, big fan of the air horn.
Yeah, it's a laptop DJ thing.
Yeah.
Yes. It's, and it's a laptop DJ.
A built-in effect on a lot of DJ software.
Also, when you're going to the club, oftentimes the MC, the master of ceremonies at the event will just sit on that bloody thing. We're in Amsterdam once and just at some nightclub or some dude just go, just like, shut up.
Well, yeah, then, like,
that's rich coming from me.
There's two ways of using it. There's using it subtly. There's using it as a break. There's not really using it over the top. Actually, that's three ways.
I'm not really sure how subtle it is.
Some of our tracks have sort of incorporated it as just one of the sonic components. This is a cute song. So that's really patronizing.
A cute song.
Cool DJs, work just guts out. And I'm like, it's cute.
Yeah, I met this bro. Pro
Methazine. Muramasa.
Actually,
he's born in 96. I can say he's get your weapons cute. On.
They only kill in time. Another
tiny.
Second gone. I heard your man at home. Now you melatonin.
But I can hear a bit of attitude in his voice.
It says,
there it is.
See, but it's not jarring.
That's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Love those steel drums.
Yeah.
Kirsten, next week we're going to really take music by the horns. What are we doing next week?
Scat.
Oh my god!
Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. Beg your pardon?
Scat. You?
That word again. Scat. Scat.
It's going to be scatological.
Oh, does it mean something else?
Well, yeah.
It sounds weird.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Poos.
You just do that scat.
Oh, scat.
Yeah.
Scat. So
just do that scat, bro. I'm just singing some scat.
Don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm sure there are some people out there, particularly in the genre of jazz, who are very talented at this sort of thing. Yes. Just a sad thing that the most. The most well known example is probably. I'm the scat man.
I know.
Who's the lady scatter? There's one particular jazz
Erykah Badu is known to break out a scat sometimes.
Ruth Richardson. No, it wasn't Ruth Richardson.
Ruth Richardson?
She's full of scat?
What? Ruth Richardson, the mother of all scat? Hey, time's a race thing, we're going to go.
Okay, do your competition. Bye.
Thank you very much, Kirsten.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.